Boom. I guess we started.
We did.
I guess. Things moving.
Right, so since Larry's abandoned us again, we're kind of flailing in the dark here.
Yeah, I guess.
Although technically he could still show up. Who knows?
I
Larry likes to keep us
guess.
on our toes.
Look at this horrible picture of Larry and that Stranger Things cardboard cutout up there.
Ironically, he's kind of the opposite of Eleven because he's covered in hair.
He
So,
is covered in hair and a very old man
yeah.
compared
So
to Eleven's
instead of a
moniker.
bareheaded 11-year-old girl, he's a very hairy adult man.
Yes.
So he's kind of Eleven's nemesis in a sense.
Antithesis.
Yeah. Oh, but that's really soon. Stranger Things season two.
It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah. They. I
Can't
don't.
wait. I love Stranger Things.
They said Halloween at the end of that trailer they showed, but yeah, they'll
I don't
probably
think
do it a
it.
little bit before.
Yeah, it's before Halloween.
That's good.
I can't wait. I love all the movies that Stranger Things is aping.
Yeah. I mean,
So
I love how
I
they're just upfront about it, too. I mean,
yeah.
yeah, this is the fucking Goonies.
This is the Goonies.
Yeah. With, the.
Some John Carpenter and
Yeah.
some Steven Spielberg stuff thrown in there too.
Yeah, a lot of Stephen King vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of got an It thing going on to some small extent.
Well, it did it actually. I think it did a good job of copying the Stranger Things format there by choosing to go in the 80s
That's kind of just a
instead of the
it's kind of a
50s.
cyclical thing at this
Yeah,
point.
no, it is. It's weird.
But I also like how in this new season they're going to be just straight up like, wearing the Ghostbusters garb.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Well,
great.
like apparently it's going to be set during Halloween,
Yeah.
and apparently our intrepid foursome is
Are
going
the
to. Yeah.
Ghostbusters? That makes sense.
Yeah.
They
I mean, why not,
why not? I mean, they have the correct demographic.
That they do. But no, it should be really awesome. I guess the danger is, right, the kind of same thing where, like, Guardians of the Galaxy came out of nowhere and you weren't expecting it, so that it was, like, outstanding, made it extra good since you didn't see it coming. And then Stranger Things just kind of popped up out of nowhere, I feel like.
Netflix is really bad about hyping up their series, all their shows. Unless it's like a House of Cards or something like that, you don't really hear it's coming until it's there.
So this one actually has expectations going in.
Exactly, because Stranger Things was a surprise hit,
Yeah.
and they announced way beforehand when this next season was going to come out.
Yeah, like I think back at the Super Bowl was it or something?
Yeah, I think that's when it was, yeah.
But much like Guardians, I hope that this too has a really killer second outing. It can't like, have the effect that the first one had,
Right.
just like the second Guardians can't have that same
Well, it's the law.
effect
Well,
that the
it's the
first
law
one
of
had.
diminishing returns. I mean,
Yeah, but it can still be pretty damn good,
it can
which
still be pretty good. I mean,
every reason to expect it to be.
who knows? It could be the Cap 2 of the Stranger Things. You
Ah,
know, Cap 2. I think we can
believe it
both
was
agree that Cap 2 is by far a much better movie than Cap 1.
not to say the Cap one is bad, but
No.
yes, Winter Soldier is just demonstrably better.
Yes.
In my personal top three for the MCU movies. Have they really seen any new trailers for Stranger Things? All I've seen is the
No, I haven't
teaser.
really. But I don't really want to see any trailers because
Okay, that's true.
I know what it is.
That's true. I mean, at this point, avoid spoilers because I already know I'm going to watch it.
I know I'm gonna watch it. I know what it's set in. I know what it looks like, so I don't need to know anything else about it.
Yeah. Oh man, can't wait.
Yeah. Speaking of something you can wait about, though, tonight the new Blade Runner movie comes out.
Yeah. And as you said, I am going to be waiting. I expect I probably won't go see it in theaters, but I have been hearing great
I
reviews.
have been hearing great things about it.
Word of mouth is strong for it.
I
Well, I guess
rewa
critics' reviews are strong for it. I guess you can't say it's word of mouth until the.
Well, critics hated the first one. They didn't like it at the very beginning when it first came out.
Oh, isn't that often the case, though?
That is. That is.
And I can understand people, the Larrys of the world, ignorant fools that they are, not necessarily liking the longer. I mean, especially if you're going in to watch Harrison Ford action movie.
Yeah, if you're going in expecting it to be a Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, or a Han Solo, you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
He's not swashbuckling around.
Yeah. The action scenes are few and far between. They're usually just short bursts of frenetic energy.
And they're not even really action scenes.
Yeah, there's that one chase scene at the end, and that's probably the most extended one that you get.
And it's not even a fight scene. I mean,
he's helpless against Roy Batty. That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah, and Roy doesn't even really fight him. He just kind of, like, scares him around the building.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point of the scene, right?
Yeah.
Is, like, when he finally does catch up with him, you know, you've been treating me like I'm this ghoul, like I'm this movie monster, when in fact I was just the dude who was trying to find a way not to die. I was just at the end of everything, I just wanted my life to have some sort of validation. And so he just sits him down and tells him the briefest possible explanation of his life that he can. Which is why I'm not too keen on there being a sequel, because Roy Batty's final scene there, I think, is one of the best scenes in any movies I've ever seen, because it leaves you wanting so much more, and that's the point. They turn it around on you at the last second that Roy wasn't really a bad guy after all. That he was an outcast. He was the downtrodden. He was the societal misfit that had a really crap treatment.
Yeah, he definitely had a crap hand in life dealt to him.
And part of that crap hand was that he's been to amazing places, done wondrous things.
Seen amazing things.
Yeah.
But he only has
He's seen things we people wouldn't believe.
Exactly. He
and
says
we get the barest glimpse of them through his explanations at the end about seeing sea beams glitter in the dark and ships on fire off of Tannhauser Gate. But there's no context for it. We can't possibly understand what he's talking about, and that's the fucking point.
Right.
And I worry that a sequel will undermine that, will invalidate the way that scene affects the audience by giving that context that scene was not meant to have.
Well, as long as the sequel stays as grounded as the original did, because the original was, it was a very grounded movie. I mean, not too much fantastical really happens in that movie.
No. And that's kind of one of the cool things about it, right?
Right.
Like, it's a combination of gritty, familiar things, but kind of in the background, in the
periphery, see all these.
There's flying cars, there's billboards the size of skyscrapers, there's color and brightness, but it's always just, like, just out of reach, right?
Just out of reach, and it's always hiding in the dark.
Yeah.
It's hard to see.
Yeah,
but
see
but it's there if you look for
movie.
It. Exactly. I hope it's good. I'll probably end up going to see it at some point. It won't be this
weekend.
What
you say about it. I'm not going to go see it anytime soon. I expect if I do end up watching, it'll probably be Netflix or something
right.
like that.
I don't necessarily blame you.
This isn't a sequel that I wanted, but
I don't think many people wanted it.
If and when I watch the movie, I'll try to do it with as clear eyes as I can possibly have. You know? But in any event.
Well, I guess it kind of does answer the question just by Harrison Ford being in the sequel of whether or not he is a replicant from the original movie, because replicants only have like a 4-year lifespan, right?
Yeah, it was the whole point. They
right.
lived for like half a decade.
So unless he figured out a way to
but
extend his life.
In an interview, though, Ripley Scott explicitly said that he was.
But Harrison Ford said he wasn't. So
but did Ripley Scott tell Harrison Ford to act as though he wasn't so that he would portray
I don't think
it
really matters.
And also, Harrison Ford famously does not give a shit about that sort of stuff.
He doesn't give a shit about anything. The only thing he cares about is Indiana Jones.
He's just gonna be awful.
I mean, there.
And he
here's an
always has
awful
the
person to
baddest
play with.
time filming
Trying to
those
be
movies.
nice, not forward.
Fell
Are
off
they
an
still
elephant at
making
one
Indy
point.
5?
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I think Harrison Ford will make an Indiana Jones movie until the day he dies. Probably making the Indiana Jones movie.
Normally have like today. It'll be the cost of his death.
Casting my lands.
Oh man. I mean, Indy 5 seriously can't have him be the action lead, though. I mean, can it? I mean.
It's better than Shia LaBeouf.
Well, of course.
I don't know, man.
Harrison Ford is like, what, in his 70s now?
At least. Hey, man, he could survive a plane crash, so I think he can he can fight in
I
an
mean,
action scene.
I don't mean to take anything away from Harrison Ford, but time is undefeated, you know?
It is true. It is true.
Well, I guess we'll see. Now that he's done doing Blade Runner, I guess that's his next big project, I assume.
I'm assuming he's going to die in Blade Runner 2, because...
Oh, certainly. He's probably going to be... Like, the part you see in the trailer, that's probably like 90% of his screen time.
Probably.
Although, according to on-the-set reporting, there is a scene in the movie where he does punch Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I don't have, like,
I don't have
beef against Ryan
I don't have
Gosling.
Bad feelings for Ryan Gosling. Ever since Driver, I've pretty much enjoyed most of the things Ryan Gosling does. So,
did you ever see... What was that movie that came out this summer? It was him and Russell Crowe, like the good something? The Nice
Oh,
Guys.
That's a great movie, yes. The Nice Guys is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. I've heard outstanding things about it. Though.
It's a fantastic movie.
Wait, did it come out this year or last year?
I expect
I don't know.
Rare.
Whatever. It's all running together in my mind at this point. I need to watch The Nice Guys.
It is. That was it was directed and written by Shane Black, who wrote all the Lethal Weapon movies. So.
Oh, and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss
right?
Kiss Bang Bang. Yep. Iron Man 3.
Yep. Which. I don't hate on like other people.
I liked Iron Man 3.
I mean,
I don't know why people hate it. I mean, I understand the Mandarin thing
okay, the
to an
Mandarin
extent.
Thing, okay. The Mandarin is a racist character.
He's a racist character. I understand why they changed him and they needed to change him.
Yeah.
But I can understand fans being outraged in the fact that they
I
were.
Suppose
that,
what legion of
that they
Mandarin
were that they were.
Yeah,
I know, I know. But the, I can
Iron
understand
Man has
the.
A shit Rome's Gallery.
He does.
Just say it.
Well, he was a B character for a reason.
Yeah, the only character whose Rome's Gallery I can off the top of my head definitively say is worse than Iron Man's is the Hulk's. And that's mostly because the Hulk doesn't really need a rogues gallery because he just fights everyone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but,
what
like,
what
the
is the
leader,
Hulk's rogues gallery? It's
the leader
and
General
the Abomination.
Ross, Abomination. If you want to count Maestro, which I wouldn't because that just altered him.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hulk has a shit rogues gallery.
And Red Hulk is just
Red Hulk
General
is just Ross.
Ross
again. Yeah.
Even though they.
And that was the. I still maintain a really stupidly handled, drawn out, pointless history.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How's it going, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
Is that
Andrew?
Yeah. Is it still going on, or were they like buying out?
Ah, nah, we totally got bought out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than Batman, who would you say is the best Rogues Gallery?
Probably Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah, that was stupid. Other than Batman and Spider-Man, who has the best Rogues Gallery?
I guess the one that I know the most of, other than those two, would be Superman.
Superman does have an iconic Rogues Gallery, to be sure. I mean,
yeah.
We'll put Darkseid in his Rogues Gallery.
Darkseid,
like
Lex Luthor, Brainiac.
Yep. A lot of good ones.
Yeah. Zod.
I would throw the X-Men into consideration.
X-Men? The X-Men's...
Magneto, Apocalypse, Mr. Sinister.
I know, the X-Men's weird, though, because...
Well, I mean, that is like a whole team.
I know, yeah, so...
Okay, and if we're throwing whole teams in the mix, you have to mention the Fantastic Four for Doctor Doom, with no other reason.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have, you know, and the others aren't scrubs. You know, you got Puppet Master,
Got AIM.
Mole Man. Well, okay, most of them are kind of joke villains. Actually, other than Doom, I have a hard time thinking of a FF villain who's, like, treated as a serious threat nowadays. Unless you're going to count Galactus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Galactus, but... I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not even a villain anymore.
Yeah, Galactus is like...
The bringer of life. Yeah. At least I assume he is.
I haven't...
They ended that Ultimates book, so I don't know if they changed it back or not.
I need to go and read the rest of that run. It started off great. I got the first trade.
The problem with that run was when it was doing its own thing, it was fantastic. But... It got brought down by Civil War II.
Fucking Civil War II.
Yeah, Civil War II ruined everything. Got brought down by Civil War II, and it got brought down by a little bit of Secret Empire.
Speaking of Marvel events, let's segue now into Marvel Legacy.
You mean Marvel Rebirth?
Sure.
No, it was fine. I enjoyed it. Yeah. It was good.
I explicitly got the book to read about...
Oh, you're talking about Generations now, which is right before Marvel Legacy.
No, I'm talking about Legacy.
Okay.
I got the book to read about Ghost Rider on a Woolly Mammoth, because that's something that's cool. I want to see that.
And that was the one part that wasn't in it. Yeah.
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 They were fighting a Celestial, which was pretty cool. I mean, you have Phoenix and Odin and...
instead, we just saw the Woolly Mammoth dead.
Yeah.
Which...
I really wanted to see Ghost Rider riding a Woolly Mammoth.
But you're going
to
have to pay for that Avengers BC book, or whatever it's called.
Damn it. Well, those bastards.
Yeah.
But the Marvel Generations book... Well, it's just really a collection of one-shots, I guess, more so than an event.
Yeah, it's a collection of one-shots that don't really mean all too much from what I've seen so far.
It's just an excuse to see, like, different characters
interact
with
each other, yeah.
The three that I picked up, I did enjoy. I got the Thor one, where Odin's son Thor and Jane Foster Thor fight Apocalypse.
Right.
Which, yeah, that's cool.
That's fine.
Jason Aaron wrote it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I got the one with the Ms. Marvels, which was additionally fine. And
what's the other one you got? Did you get the other Marvel, Ms. Marvel one? Or the Captain Marvel one?
I did not get Captain Marvel.
Okay.
I did also get Wolverine.
Okay, okay.
Which, that's one of those, like, books that, like, I am, like, the Tom Taylor run.
Yeah, the Tom Taylor one.
I like it, but I forgot to pick it up for a while, and I just kind of phased out.
Well, that was one of those,
right?
It's one of those weird books that is good, but not great.
Yeah.
And so it kind of falls into the middle.
It's not. I never made a conscious decision to stop reading
right.
it. I just forgot that it came out.
And when you remember that book, you're like, oh man, that was a good book. Why did I stop reading it? But then you just forget about it.
Yeah. I couldn't find the issues that I was looking for. Or I haven't really been looking for them that hard, I guess.
Right.
Some of the things were like, I'm not going to really extend myself to read the whole thing, but I do regret that I missed the issues, right?
Right.
That read was pretty good, too. You had the good, like, father-daughter thing. One thing that is confusing to me about these books, though, they're really they're kind of fucking up the whole sliding time scale that makes comic books work in the first place.
Or at least Marvel work, yeah.
Yes.
Well, they've been messing that up for a while.
They made it seem as though Ms. Marvel was back in, like, the 60s or the 70s or something.
Well, they're going to run into problems eventually when they... With the X-Men period because of Magneto. I mean...
Oh, well, yeah. Magneto has a definitive...
There's not much longer that he can be a, you know, a Holocaust survivor, just logistically.
Magneto dates himself with a fixed point in time that... Other characters
and that fixed point of time makes him great, because that gives his character total pathos.
That was a great decision to include that as part of his backstory, because it provides you with his rationale for hating humanity, because he's seen humanity
right.
at their worst.
But it also means that they're going to have to come up with some bullshit comic reason.
Well, they've done things where they've de-aged him.
Right, exactly.
Like, the Shi'ar did it or some such fucking thing.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with bullshit comic reason. Reasons as to why he's still kicking around.
Yeah, which, you know what? That's one of those things where just, I feel like you have to let it go.
I know. It's comics. This shit. Stuff happens.
Especially in the X-Men. Because God help your soul if you're trying to keep track of X-Men continuity.
Oh, man. So who are you the alternate version son of from the future?
Who knows?
Who knows?
The characters themselves can't possibly know at this point. But did you read the Captain Marvel one? Was it good?
I did not. Okay. The only one I read was Thor.
Thor was good.
I meant to pick up the Spider-Man one, but I forgot.
The Spider-Man one I didn't read. I think Bendis wrote it, and that's the reason I didn't pick it up.
I do read his...
Also, what's even the point of that? They both exist in the universe
right now.
I know.
And they both have a ongoing event right now, Spider-Man 2, where they're both interacting with each other.
And I understand the same is true to some extent in all those other books I mentioned,
right.
But at least, like... In those, like, with Wolverine, you had the whole father-daughter thing. In the Ms. Marvel one, you had her in a previous identity, and also at a very different role in life, where she wasn't, like, the kind of, like, overlord superhero.
Well, I think the thing with the Spider-Man one is that it's Miles Morales talking with teenager Peter Parker.
Because
he's been dealing with adult Peter Parker, but teenage Peter Parker is a little bit different than...
That's fair, I guess.
I guess. I mean, I haven't read it yet, so I still don't know. But... Hey, look. It's our intrepid leader, Larry.
Show up.
I've been here this whole time. I'm just really quiet.
Apparently.
You have truly mastered the ninja ways. We were looking at a picture of you earlier in the Stranger Things.
Yeah, you like the bearded 11?
Yeah.
That's how we started out the podcast, was talking about how you are more or less the opposite of 11, because you are a hairy adult man instead of a shaved head, like, preteen girl.
Yeah. I will say that is an accurate assessment.
Also, as far as I know, you don't have any psychic powers. So... Are you trying to, like, split my head open with your mind right now?
That's what his eyes are saying.
I wouldn't do that here. That would be a lot of mess to clean up.
But the second I walk out into the parking lot...
They purposely short the good ones. Like, Nazis or omniscient, something like that.
So, yes, Stranger Things sponsoring Halloween Comic Fest this year. And I had actually had a segue into this, but...
Oh, no, please say your segue, please. We don't have standards around here, so you can awkwardly segue into whatever you
want.
Well,
I'll awkwardly segue out of this.
Oh, okay.
That's why I claimed your spot.
I wasn't sure where I was supposed to be sitting.
So, you know, they're sponsoring Halloween Comic Fest. So they sent us this giant Stranger Things movie poster, standee, of course. And if you follow us on Instagram, you can see me with my head in the standee. I think there is some contest or something tied into it. Just seemed that I understand why Netflix would want to sponsor it, because there is a lot of audience. Stranger Things, I guess, is just pushing Netflix, but... And the timing's good for it, because it comes out right about the same time.
It comes out in like 2 weeks, yeah.
But I don't know what benefit it is to the comic community, since how there isn't a Stranger Things comic. I get it would be good for Netflix, per se.
So the minimum set.
Yeah. Well.
Speaking of Netflix, I was having a conversation with somebody, and I said, I was watching Orville this morning or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I streamed Orville, and somebody goes, oh, you got Netflix, or, well, in this case, Orville would be Fox or Hulu.
Yeah, it was on Hulu.
Right. And I was like, you got Netflix or some sort of streaming service? And I was like, no, I just use the internet. Netflix has become, it's almost like internet searching, Google is to internet searching. Netflix has become synonymous with streaming.
They are sort of the 500-pound gorilla in the room. Or I guess the expression is all, whatever. They're the big man on campus right now. You're right. Netflix is more or less a verb at this point. Like, I'm going to Netflix that.
And chill.
The same. And chill, of course. But also, the same way I'm going to Google something, or I'm going to Facebook you, or, you know, crap like that. But speaking of streaming services, have you guys seen the new Star Trek yet?
I have not.
Neither have I.
Either.
I actually have days off next week, which I'm going to try and use to sit down and
watch. I have heard good things.
I have heard excellent things.
People say it's amazing.
Does the streaming service work where I've heard they give you two episodes and cut you off? It's not like you get a day or something, right?
I don't know. Why are you just going to... If they gave you a day, you would just pick a day. And you're just
going to wait till December when I'm out of school, and I'm just going to watch the whole damn thing in one day.
That's making no bones about that.
That's my plan. I know, the whole day.
That's probably why they're not going to do it, you know, a day. Or the Netflix, you get a month free.
Well, see, CBS realizes that unlike Netflix...
It doesn't have the
library. Yeah, I only want to go to watch the one show, whereas with Netflix... I couldn't possibly watch all of the stuff that's good on Netflix.
And now, I want to know, do you get all the Paramount movies?
I don't know. Probably not.
Because they are the same company.
Yes, but I very much doubt it.
I mean, because if you could get access to Showtime, Paramount, and CBS... They're all three the same company. That would be much more appealing than just we have this one really good show.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming it's a good show.
You should run CBS's streaming department.
I have yet to hear a bad thing said about the Star Trek.
But it doesn't matter.
Because you can't see it.
You're not going to watch it.
And I am not, except for potentially the first two episodes, because I will do that. Although when I looked at, I did like a kind of a probing of the website the other day, and apparently they want your credit card information up front.
Of course they do.
You know, automatic renewal unless you cancel. So
they want that money.
A lot of people aren't going to want. It's going to turn a lot of people off.
Having the credit card information up front is quite a threshold to cross. It blocked me from doing it, and I imagine
they got to buy you dinner first, right?
Yeah. I mean, they need to take the drug dealer approach. They need to give me that first taste for free. Which I guess in a sense they are, but I don't know, man. I don't want to put any numbers in the box there just yet. But
I'm really curious to see if this works for them.
It's quite an experiment.
But... Okay, quick snap. I decided I wasn't going to sign up for their streaming service when they first announced this.
I think a lot of people did.
Now, if they were to put it on Netflix like they are in the rest of the world, it might have convinced me to sign up for Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am so jealous of the people who live everywhere except here because they just have it with their Netflix that they probably already have.
Yeah, you do that at the
Oh, but speaking of TV shows, I did watch that first episode of The Goonies last week.
Oh, did you?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
It's a network TV show.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the long and short of it. People are talking about it like it's some sort of like Hindenburg disaster, but it's fine.
Well, I think they did themselves a real big disservice when they released it in IMAX theaters.
That was a stupid idea. I'm not sure why anyone would want to have done that.
Because network TV is not meant to be watched in IMAX theaters. It just makes everything... True. Like, network TV is cheap by design.
Yeah, their lack of budget is really being shoved in your face on an IMAX screen, I imagine.
Exactly.
But watching it on my television, it was fine. I enjoyed it. I'll watch the next episode. Crystal's an idiot, but that's...
At this point, though, I think that show has so much bad, negative press and just resentment towards it that I don't know if it's going to last till a second season.
I feel like that's kind of shitty, though, because having watched it...
Now, I assume there's a character in the show called Crystal.
Yes. Right.
Not just... Every Crystal you've met is an idiot.
No, the character Crystal on the Inhumans TV show is an idiot.
Have you met any non-idiot crystals?
I actually can't recall anyone I've ever met. Oh, wait, no, I knew a crystal in high school. Yeah.
She did date Johnny Storm at one point in her comic history, so yes, she
is. That is a poor decision, although Medusa also has made that poor decision. That was such a weird decision they made.
Well, they had to do something with the Human Torch, because the Fantastic Four wasn't around.
They didn't have to have them date.
I know, but they had to do something with the character. I don't know, it wasn't bad. It was just weird.
Yeah. He used to date Crystal.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think they had a kid at one point too.
That sounds about right.
That sounds like a painful delivery.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Medusa and Crystal are sisters, right?
Right.
So that already makes it awkward.
Yeah, that's some soap opera shit right there.
Yeah, especially when you bring in the fact Black Bolt could atomize the Human Torch effortlessly if he wanted to. So, poor decision for his...
Well, Johnny Storm is known for not making rational decisions.
It is true. He doesn't have a great...
Less drama that way.
Right, right.
It is true in general that superhero teams lead to some really fucked up love triangles. I think every Avenger has had a thing or been dating the Scarlet Witch at some point, or Black Widow at some point. There was that one time back in the 60s where they thought it would be a good idea for Professor X to have a crush on Jean Grey, which was just
the
worst possible way to go with that, because he's like 40 years older than her.
Do you remember that one time where Magneto and Rogue was a thing?
I do remember that. That was a big thing in Age of Apocalypse, and they just, I guess, decided to carry it over to mainstream universe for some reason.
He must have had a lot of Viagra.
He uses magnetism.
Yeah, he uses his magnet powers. I've got iron in my blood.
Yeah. You know, not to get too crude, but you can probably use that for creating the Viagra effect.
Well,
good use of powers.
Let's start talking about something else.
Well, I was going to say, we're about 4 episodes into Orville now, and I still think it's a pretty good show. As far as, it's more of a sci-fi show than Family Guy slapstick. But
so it's some. I've heard that it's like part serious and part spoof of Star Trek.
There is a little bit. It reminds me an Office version of Star Trek. Not like there's a documentary, but there's a real effect to it, you know.
I was about to ask if there's a lot of talking to the camera.
No, but it shows them being, yes, they're in the future, but they're real people, you know.
Well, it's like they have real Star Trek plots, but every once in a while they say just like if you're ever watching an episode of Star Trek and you have like a stupid joke in your head about whatever's going on, every once in a while the characters on the show will actually say that stupid joke that you have in your head.
Like there was a scene in the most recent one where they're just trying to make awkward small talk in the turbo lift or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, what's his name? Norm MacDonald plays a blob. A non-solid entity.
Gelatinous organism.
No.
So yeah, that was the word. This means both down. Yeah, he's pretty funny.
So other than Norm MacDonald and Seth MacFarlane, is there anyone on the show I've heard of?
Did you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
The chick who plays Mockingbird.
I forget
her name.
I don't remember the actress's name. But yeah,
but she's in it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the only other one you'll probably know.
Who is she?
She is his ex-wife.
Okay.
I think I saw in a preview that old guy who was on Aliens was like the admiral.
Okay, that's better.
Maybe. I didn't watch Aliens.
Okay. Oh, but anyway, so you would recommend watching Orville?
Yeah, it is a sci-fi show, and it feels like a serious sci-fi show with the occasional jokes. It doesn't feel like a sitcom. It feels more like an almost serious drama. But I don't know, drama's just too... It's not
dramedy.
Drama. I guess dramedy.
Dramedy.
Yeah, so... But I've been enjoying it, and enough that I've sat down and watched all four episodes, so...
If I had not used
it, yeah, that's
exactly.
Good.
So yeah.
Sounds so exciting.
This Chaos War is going to hit him. He'll get an assist from him. So I'll get two dice.
So.
All right.
Inhumans so is.
That is
passable. Four bills worth of watch. Apparently, Star Trek is amazing, but it's damn hard to watch. What other shows are coming out in the near? Other than Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
So what's coming out soon that should be
Well, I know The Gifted just started. I haven't watched that. But,
speaking of the X-Men.
We'll see if X-Men can make an X-Men show as good as Heroes.
It always... All these comic book shows always annoys me when... Like, it's called The Gifted, but it's an X-Men TV show.
Yes.
Why don't you just call it X-Men?
Was there some sort
X-Men.
Of, like, corporate fuckery
it's,
where
it's,
Marvel wasn't letting them
no,
use X-Men?
No, it's
for
set
the show,
in the X-Men world, but it's not, as far as I know, involving any
actual
known X-Men.
See, okay, but did they have the legal right to use some sort of X-themed name?
I'm sure they did.
Yes.
They should have gone with that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're like, oh, I'm going to go watch The Gifted, you're like, well, what is that? But if you're like, I'm going to go watch The X-Men, then you instantly know
they
what
could
you...
could at least throw mutants into the name.
Right.
Something.
New Mutants would have been a better... So,
well, and I think that's a pro and con. Because if I were to say, oh, do you want to go watch The X-Men, what comes to your mind?
Don't even spread it. Don't let it kick off.
Probably three bad movies. Or six bad movies, depending on how you think of it. Are two really bad number threes.
Apparently, the tally, okay. X-Men 1 and 2, yeah, they're pretty solid. They're watchable. X-3 was bad.
Wolverine Origins was the next one, which was terrible.
That was bad. The Wolverine was...
It was okay. It was good.
It was good. Logan was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
First
Class was good.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past was good.
It was pretty good. It had some problems.
Well, it was a time travel movie.
So. Yes. Well, my big problem, like, I was reading about this in an article recently as well. It's always nice to have my opinion validated.
Well, you don't have opinions, Sailor. I keep telling you this. You only have facts.
Well, the fact this time is that the Quicksilver scene, while really cool and great to watch...
Serves no purpose whatsoever.
Bad, and it actually makes me realize there is not a single problem in that movie that Quicksilver could not solve single-handedly.
Right.
And they just leave him on the fucking bus.
For two movies.
Yeah. He's way okay, and there's no good reason for him to, like, just be sent on his way home.
Right.
And then whatever. But then, like, Apocalypse was...
I wouldn't call that a bad movie.
It was very forgettable.
It was forgettable.
I was making that list of the superhero movies last year. I almost forgot to put it on there. I completely forgot it came out. It was that forgettable. It left, like, no impression. And if we're counting Deadpool as an X-Men movie, that's another great one.
Right.
The next one officially is going to be Dark Phoenix, right?
I think so.
Okay.
So okay. All over the map.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, some horrible,
it's a real,
some good.
It's a real scattershot of quality.
So realistically, and they don't really all relate.
Yeah.
You know, technically they have a lot of the same characters. But, you know, you had Patrick Stewart as Xavier for three movies. You had somebody else as Xavier for three movies. Then you have Patrick Stewart coming back from Xavier and Logan.
How many movies was Patrick Stewart in, David? There were the first three, obviously.
And then Logan.
Days of Future Past and Logan.
Yeah, so five.
He had like a 5-second cameo in X-Men Origins. Wolverine.
You are correct. You are correct.
So it's good.
He was walking in that.
That he was.
Which completely ruins the first class origin of how he...
Okay,
so maybe it's a good at that point thing.
They give it up. Yeah, they give up on continuity.
There's like a dozen things that make it so that X-Men Origins Wolverine could not possibly have happened.
Oh, I know.
So, I guess...
Can't wait for that Gambit movie to come out. That's going to...
Is that still happening?
They keep saying it's going to happen, but I don't believe it'll ever happen.
Good. I mean, it's been in development hell too long at this point, right?
So, my point is...
Deadpool was in development hell forever, too.
The Gifted is not an X-Men called the X-Men. Because as confused as you are, imagine how much the average TV viewer would be.
But the X-Men still has name recognition.
People know who the X-Men are. If you hear the name The Gifted, unless you read the plot description, I don't know what that's about.
I mean, before the Avengers...
they're going to expect one of the movies.
I mean,
whether they hate it or like it, that's random. But that's what they're going to expect, and they're not going to get it.
They would also expect at least one of your typical X-Men characters.
That's true.
Well, you can still get... There's a ton of typical X-Men characters that they haven't used yet.
Not to the movie audience.
Are you going to have Wolverine on that show? Are you going to have Gambit on that show?
You can have Gambit on that show. They're not doing anything else with him.
Deadpool is not an X-Men. He is not in the X-Men.
Yeah, but people are going to expect him as an X-Men. Because he...
They do associate him with the X-Men. But... What prominent X-Men have they not used at this point?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of,
I don't know. Saying mutants...
They use pretty much everyone on...
Because even the ones that are prominent but not so prominent, they still blew through them in Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
You know, just getting killed within 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of everyone.
An X-Men is the other box to check on. What is your comic book character? Oh, it's
I'm trying to think of everyone on the Chris Claremont team, if anyone didn't make it, except for the Native American dude who got killed immediately in the comic run, which I guess we're not counting that. Well, we tried. He was around for like one issue. But they used Storm, obviously. They used Wolverine, obviously. Banshee was in... year one, or first class.
Yes, Banshee was.
I mean, he was kind of a disposable character, but he was in it. Who else is there? They've used Nightcrawler, they've used Colossus.
They used Iceman.
Yeah. Jean Grey, Beast.
What about that weird eyeball kid? They used him yet in the movie?
Oh, Eyeboy?
Is his name actually Eyeboy?
Are you talking about the guy who's just like make an eye appear anywhere on
his
body?
No, he's got eyeballs all over his body.
Yeah, that's a... Well,
his name is not Eyeboy.
There is a character named Eyeboy who can make an eye... Several eyes appear all over his body whenever he wants.
Make him go away, too?
Yes.
One's just got him all over
Did Apple sue
already?
Marvel? That's not why they can't use Eyeboy anymore.
Well, he spelled it differently.
I don't think this guy's name is Eyeboy.
I'm not sure who you're talking about, then, I'm afraid. Oh,
yeah. Was he... I think you're talking about the same character.
The one I'm talking about was a kid. He was in, Wolverine and the X-Men.
He's 17, and he's a new character.
He's in the Generation X book right now.
Yes.
Okay, then, yeah, we're talking about Eyeboy.
Okay. I thought he had a name, though.
I didn't know.
I think they called him Eyeboy in the Wolverine and the X-Men run. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
I think when they
the fact that he can make the eyes go away makes his power so much better.
Well, that's honestly not too bad a power.
When they just recently introduced him, though, I don't think he knew how to control it yet. So he's a little freaked out, So,
I mean, you'd have to live in a clean room without having your body covered in eyes.
So, but has he been in a movie yet?
Yeah.
I very much doubt it.
No, I don't think I will.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a little difficult. Anyway, yeah.
I think I might have seen him in a couple of horror movies. But,
honestly, I haven't seen a whole lot of the X-Men movies. But I like the name of the television show because as a consumer of movies, even though I haven't seen a whole lot of the X-Men movies, I think of the title X-Men. I think of the big red. I think actually of the cartoon. When I was a kid, I think of that. When I think of X-Men, I think of the cartoon, the X-Men television show cartoon.
That is the most prominent sort of touchstone for a lot of people with the X-Men. It was a very popular cartoon.
And I kind of feel like when you have this television show called The Gifted, and, oh, that's nice. And, it's the directors, the producers, the writers are thinking outside of the box. They're thinking outside the box. They're thinking not the most prominent characters that are the X-Men, you know, and maybe they're just going to start a whole new thing. It's X-people. I don't know.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe. Possible. And the only characters I know are on the show are the Fenris twins, the ones who are villains in the comics, but apparently they're sympathetic-ish on this one. I mean, they're like straight up white supremacists in the comics, if I remember correctly. And they like their powers, like when they touch each other, they gain like energy blasts, which is a convoluted way of getting a pretty basic power.
Well, that's the X-Men for you.
Yeah.
It's probably the most convoluted way to do everything.
Well, you know, they can't all have the world's greatest power.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying X-Men, period, find the most convoluted way to do everything.
Some of the X-Men definitely have it a lot better than other X-Men. Like, if you could learn to turn it on and off, there's really no downside to being Jean Grey. There's really not much of a downside to being Wolverine. There's other characters, so yeah, I can understand how their life sucks. I mean, Beast or Nightcrawler, they have to walk around looking like monsters. Cyclops can't take off his glasses.
I mean, and Wolverine does have to live forever, quote unquote. Which, you know, that in itself would be its own mixed lesson.
Speaking of Wolverine living forever, he is back now.
Yep, back to Marvel Legacy, yeah. Wolverine's back. He cut his way out of his grave, which, I guess for a character who heals, you have a built-in resurrection mechanic anyway, so, yeah. He's gathering an Infinity Stone. Oh, and they are calling them Infinity Stones in the comics now.
I always felt like Wolverine's death in the comics was a very weak death anyway.
He, like, and the fact, healing factor was turned off. No, he was, like, cancer, right?
He had
like radioactive bones this whole time. Yeah. Just that his healing factor was keeping it from killing him.
But he got covered in adamantium, which, if you're a guy who can heal, getting covered in adamantium, I mean, that's horrible because you're stuck in an instant, like in a forever suffocating.
Yeah, like
an internal prison. But you're still technically not dead.
Well, I always thought that Wolverine could be drowned or suffocated.
Maybe.
Like, that's one, like, kind of blind spot of his healing factor. But bottom line, he's back, which was inevitable. You know, Wolverine.
He's back, even though he wasn't really gone anyway.
He's been gone for, like, he's been, quote unquote, dead for, like, what, 2 years?
He's been dead for 2 or 3 years, but Old Man Logan's been running around. You know, the all new Wolverine's been running around. Dakin's been running around.
It has been not. It's been pretty
Ultimate
easy
Wolverine's
by.
Been running around.
Yeah, you've got a lot of places to go to for your Wolverine fix if you. We're missing Wolverine too badly in it.
I don't know.
Yeah. But overall, I did like that one, the Legacy book. The art was great because it was Assad Ribic drawing it.
Oh, yeah. Assad Ribic is fantastic.
We got some cool fights between Ghost Rider and Starbrand, and the 1 million BC Avengers fighting the Celestial was kind of cool.
Starbrand is still a douchebag,
man. He's such a dick.
He's always been a dick.
Yeah. Starbrand is the worst. And, you know, a little cathartic then, because Ghost Rider did kick his ass
right.
with, you know, the penance stare, which apparently he did not have before, but he does now for reasons.
Why not?
Yeah. Penance stare is a pretty broken power, I mean, if you're fighting someone who's an asshole.
Well, you know, Starbrand is a pretty broken character, too, as far as power sets. Yeah. I mean...
Well, you know, if Ghost Rider is the hero, I mean, the Penance Stare is going to be dominant against any villain character. They've apparently done bad things.
Well, Starbrand wasn't a villain, he's just a dick.
Yeah, he was trying to stop Ghost Rider from being drawn towards this celestial who's been buried for a million years. And he never learned to use his words, apparently. And so he just his first instinct was to kill Ghost Rider.
Well, it's comic book logic, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
let's never explain what we're doing and why we're doing things. Let's just punch each other, and then talk very cryptically.
Yeah. Oh, what you just said reminds me a bit of the Lego Ninjago movie, which I saw last week.
What'd you say?
It was pretty good. It was funny, like the other. Weakest of the three Lego movies, but
still
pretty
good. I expected
good.
It to be the weakest.
This one didn't have all the pop culture overload that the first Lego movie and the Lego Batman movie had.
I also think it's aiming for a bit younger of an audience.
I believe you're right. It was solid. I was talking to Larry, though. The people who write these Lego movies have some really... pent-up
bother issues.
All three of the movies have had an angle about, you know, negligent father. So, yeah, they need to go have a talk with their dad. But then, this one was pretty good. But what you said reminded me, though, is, like, at the end of the movie, it's like, he did it! He interpreted Master Wu's unnecessarily cryptic metaphors! Yeah, so they kind of poked fun at the genre a bit.
Right.
Like, there's a location called the Bridge of Falling Mentors, where their mentor falls. And, the final temple is, like, the Temple of Shaky Foundations, and it, like, crumbles under their feet at the end. So, you know, they did a lot of lampshading, and... It has the same kind of sense of humor the other movies had. It's worth a watch, but I would wait until like it's on Netflix or something. Or if you have to go see a movie with like a nephew or a niece or something. This is a good one to do.
I mean, that's how I got you that game.
Gonna go see the Blade Runner movie this weekend, Larry?
I'm as likely to go see that as any other movie this weekend.
So you're not going to go see any movie this weekend?
Classic.
Oh, come on, Larry.
I shall be working every day this weekend.
Are you going to be working in that gizmo mask over there?
Maybe.
So which of those masks is your favorite?
Oh, by far Gizmo.
Gizmo's by far. I think he's the creepiest, actually, of all of those masks. Because of how big and round his head is.
Okay, so... Hellboy is way too small. For me, at least.
If you try to wear that, would your beard just, like, stick out the bottom?
Yes.
Let's see that hair level now. Still higher
strength. Brings a new, new definition at neck, you know?
Daredevil here. This one's pretty good, I think.
They're all high quality.
If you're going to do cat transfer, so
okay. So, well, this hurts.
You got to put the actual... There you go.
Yeah.
It's the alien.
Got to pop your horns out a little bit.
So I guess appropriately for a Daredevil mask, I can't see too well.
Do you really need to?
I don't think you're supposed to see with the Daredevil mask on.
But she does have a point.
Yeah.
The Daredevil mask wasn't made with vision in mind.
If I get in character, I guess I should like get the red coverings that he actually has on the mask. Oh, but speaking of Daredevil and speaking of Netflix, one bit of news to come out recently is that Iron Fist is going to be in season 2.
Yeah. Build up that romance a little bit more.
I mean,
it can't hurt Iron Fist in any way.
They got to a good start, I feel like. And Defender.
I actually think it fits pretty well. I
don't
understand.
See what
I have.
Talk about it some more, Adam.
Talk about Taylor being our own resident daredevil. Your horns are sticking out. You're good.
Pull down a bit more.
He tried that a couple times. It didn't.
Yeah, it's not sticking.
Yeah.
I think my head's just a little bit too big for the mask.
You do have quite a big head.
Although I do have the Daredevil 5 o'clock shadow going.
You do have that going, yeah.
All right.
Picture time.
I'm gonna do one more.
I was trying to figure out who this is supposed to be.
Who is that? Oh, is that one of the like Sons of the Harpy from Game of Thrones?
That is exactly what that is.
Okay. If you say so.
I don't know. It's really heavy, though.
It looks heavy.
It looks like some stuff.
Looks like it's really hard plastic.
It is an officially licensed something.
Informative.
Yeah, glad it's something.
It's an officially licensed piece of collection. It doesn't actually tell you what it is.
Oh, wow, that sounds pretty heavy.
I think it's resin, actually, because it doesn't, but it has a nice little cushion, so you don't beat yourself in the head. You put another
So are you putting me on the comic site Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, make sure you tag me.
Oh, you can actually make bigger eye holes, you know, if you needed bigger eye holes.
I think I'm good. You know, ironically for a Daredevil mask, I have a hard time hearing in this thing.
it does
look like it is pushing against your ears.
Very much is. Like, I kind of have like a... It sounds like I'm underwater right now. Oh, but another Netflix news.
Your Instagram handle?
Oh, I don't have an Instagram.
He's not cool like the cool kids.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of Netflix and Marvel, they are pushing back the Punisher show. And canceling a lot of the promotional events they were going to do.
It's probably a smart move on their part.
In light of the most recent mass shooting.
Right.
What? They're pushing back what?
The Punisher.
They're pushing it back, the release date.
Oh. Yeah.
Because of all of the news recently.
Yeah.
Now's not really the right time to be pushing a show. Yeah. Now's not a good time to be pushing a show about a guy who murders a lot of people with guns.
There's a lot of random Taylor Ramseys on Instagram.
Really? Well, none of them are me because I'm not on Instagram.
One of them is you now.
Wow. Did you just create an Instagram profile?
No. It's a picture of you. The rest is a picture of somebody else with various women.
With various women.
And steak. What is a steak?
Man, I didn't know your doppelganger lives quite well.
Yeah, apparently my doppelganger is living the high life over there.
I'll see.
Oh man, Earth 2 Taylor.
Yeah.
Just flat brim hat.
Earth 2 Taylor has it better than you, apparently.
I don't know, it looks.
He wears a flat brim hat. Exactly. I'm questioning how cool this guy is. Even if that's the only thing I know about him, I'm pretty sure he's not the coolest guy. No, he's a Rams fan. It makes him a douche.
It makes him a douche.
Our apologies to St. Louis.
It's not St. Louis anymore. It's L.A. because the Rams are douches.
Yeah. Although my grudge does stem from their St. Louis days because they beat the Titans in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, they had to move to L.A. Then fine. Whatever. Apple.
L.A. has two teams now. They have the Chargers and the Rams.
Yeah, within... Like, 2 years, they went from having no teams to two teams.
And it's funny, because from they went 2 years, they went from having three teams to no teams.
Exactly.
They're a city that can bounce back, really.
Apparently.
Well, that was the kind of... That was a threat that was used often by the NFL owners.
It was kind of a joke at one point,
yeah, like,
too.
Hey, you guys better build us a new stadium, or we'll head on over to L.A. I feel like LA is at football capacity now, so that's not as much of a threat as it used to be.
Yeah. People actually carried out their threat.
Yeah. Which kind of, I guess, ruined it for the rest of the NFL owner community.
Although, I thought the Raiders, I could see that.
They're Oakland, though.
Yeah,
they're heading to Vegas. Now.
Fuck Oakland.
Vegas?
Either next season or the season after, they're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. Or
I think they're going to have to come up with a different name.
They might, I guess. I mean,
I think they should head to Wall Street. Be the Wall Street Raiders.
Yeah, but
tweak the logo a little
bit.
See,
New York already has two teams, too. And they even play out of the same stadium.
Plays in New York.
Yeah.
Man. I feel like two teams is probably the limit for any one city.
I think two teams is unnecessarily unnecessary for one city.
Yeah.
Now, fandom-wise, you know, one city, one team.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, why divide the populace like that?
Although New York does that with every single sport. It's double up.
Well, New York is weird because one team is the team for the state, and the other team is the team for the city.
I never actually realized that.
Yeah, like the Jets is the team for the New York State, and the Giants, I believe, is the one for the actual city.
Is it always the
but they all play out of the same stadium. Or is it the other way?
I actually think... the Jets were the New York, New Jersey Jets at one point.
Okay, yeah, so...
Because they actually, they're right on the borderline with, the Giants, I believe, are closer to New York City.
Well, they both play on the same stadium.
They've got a reputation for being a shit team, you know? Like, the Nets are considered a shit team, the Jets are a shit team. The Islanders have been pretty solid lately, but the Nets are always a shit team. Although they've been pretty good lately. They were playing for the World Series, I think, the year before last.
But also, you know, they were two separate football leagues back in
That's
the day. You know, before the NFL, it was, the AFC and the NFC were two separate leagues. You know, that operated separately before the first Super Bowl.
My time has come.
This guy will get...
What a racket. Well,
anyway,
we're over an hour.
Once we're talking sports ball, it probably is time to wrap up.
Yeah, it's over an hour,
time
so.
To do an intro.
Yeah.
Well,
it's your show.
I guess it is.
I wasn't expecting it to put in that.
And this is all Jules' fault, but that's supposed to be his show.
Man, Jules liked something I posted on Facebook recently.
Jules is still alive.
I think it's a robot. I think it's a robot or just a program that just likes things on Facebook every once in a while to make people think he's still alive.
Well, as long as that robot comes in here and picks up his box, because
the
box is full again.
The robot has control of his credit card number, so...
The robot just needs to leave the credit card so I can just charge it and ship it to him every week.
I wouldn't be surprised to learn that the income you get from Jules' comics purchases is paying the lion's share of the renovation.
Well, I remember at one point you were talking about moving to that second location in East Nashville, and you were saying that Jules by himself would pay for the rent there.
Well, yeah, he'd be the premier box there.
Exactly.
It's not like a box as much as like an altar in the back of the store where like his comics are.
We don't talk about the altar at the back of the store. Allegedly. But anyway, this is Geeks of the Square Table, I believe, episode 176.
I don't know.
Who knows?
You assume I know.
175?
Oh, 175. This is divisible by 25.
Man. We should have pulled out all the stuff.
We did. You're wearing your Daredevil mask.
I'm glad all the people at home can really appreciate
that. Hey.
Well, they could see it on Instagram.
Your brand new Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my Instagram feed is shared to the website, and thus anything shared to the website gets posted to the Facebook page.
Okay.
So it should trickle to all the social medias.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll blow up.
Is it just me or does the mask look angry a little?
Well, I mean, I guess it should. It is.
Well, I think Taylor just looks angry, period. So the mask just amplifies the anger. Yeah, see, he looks like he's going to murder somebody right there.
Or he's constipated.
Or that.
That's probably more likely.
Daredevil is supposed to be intimidating. I mean, it's a fine line, right? Angry versus constipated. It's a skilled actor to pull it off, I'm sure.
And honestly, most
subtle nuance.
And honestly, most angry people are a little bit constipated, so...
Well, or vice versa. I mean, you know, I know if things aren't flowing, it definitely makes me more irritable.
I mean, I can certainly understand that.
Explains a lot about you there.
Oh, we're gonna come in one day. You're just gonna be like, did he have enough fiber? He seems kind of bitchy.
There's not anything else.
You need to eat mini wheats more, Larry. Get more fiber.
Anyway.
All right.
Do you need enough fiber?
I assume so. I don't keep track of it too much, I suppose.
And then you don't count the fiber content of your food?
No.
He's not. Well, we got halfway through the intro. We named the episode.
Hi, this is Geeks at the Square Table, episode 175. I'm your host, Lawrence American. With me today, Wise.
Adam.
And Taylor.
It's been another fabulous, entertaining, and bizarre episode.
Yeah.
You're aware if we can't pull that mask off your head, you bought it, right?
I'm here. I hope I can get it off. I'm really dreading taking it off because when I put it on, it was like kind of like really like yanking at my hair.
Oh, you're going to get some helmet hair.
You didn't need all those hairs anyway.
Well, this will be an interesting endeavor as soon as we are done recording.
We could lube up your face, you know, get some oil or some butter.
I'm good.
Larry, I don't want you to have to delve into your private oil collection just to get my... I've got a new appreciation for all the actors who play superheroes because
they
have
be
to put
horrible.
It on for a longer amount of time. This is pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, but they probably fit a little bit better than...
Yeah,
well, you know, it was more uncomfortable at first. I thought I'd worn it for a few minutes. It's kind of...
Yeah,
it's
grown on you. Actually
now you are Daredevil.
If you trimmed out the excess eye holes and then put on the makeup underneath, yeah, it'd probably be a little easier to see. Or...
You win. No more.
Yeah, maybe.
All right,
poke some beer holes in there for you.
We got to the double digits of draws right there.
Yeah, Gizmo was fairly comfortable. Yeah.
Gizmo looks quite large.
So I guess Gizmo is the way to go.
Gizmo is large, yes.
I mean, I walked into the store and Gizmo instantly drew my attention.
Gizmo is awesome.
I know.
Face hugger. I was playing around with the Venom mask earlier. What's that one over there?
No, you're right.
Which one?
The one that's like...
That's a zombie mask.
Oh, okay. Like a Walking Dead one?
I don't know. It just looks like a zombie.
Fender down.
Man, this is a harpy mask. It's really heavy, though.
Yeah, it's a Walking Dead.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Like, look how heavy this is.
It goes down.
Oh, wow.
The lands for this one...
You're going to have extreme neck muscles to wear that one. Terrible. Now, Larry, your beard kind of blends seamlessly with the Gizmo mask.
Get whatever you need.
That's really the perfect mask for you, honestly. Now, between that mask on your face and this on my ears, I want to see if I can actually hear you when you talk, so give it a shot.
I don't know, I'm really loud to me in the mask,
but you're not loud to me.
You're distinctly muffled. Okay, so I'm assuming you were purposely telling like Charlie Brown teacher just now, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Go to your dice.
But I have zero visibility in this thing.
Is it because you're not wearing your glasses, or because of the mask itself?
Both.
Okay.
But it does look good, though. It looks really creepy.
Yeah. You know, you can pull it off pretty well, Larry, I gotta say. If you could find a way to see when wearing the mask, you'd be in pretty good shape.
Travis, how do we find out the red solving trials are much
not?
Go do the holes? You roll double?
Oh, hey, there's holes in there. Is that the eye holes?
There might be ear holes.
Injury.
Those are terrible eye holes.
Yeah. I assume that you could see out of Gizmo's eyes.
Actualize, yeah, that's what I assume too, but I guess we're fools.
Yeah. It is a pretty good mask from the outside, though. But like, apparently it's got
a You're only supposed to wear it for one night another year, so.
And now I've got Studious Gizmo.
Teacher Gizmo.
Professor Gizmo. Oh, man.
All right, well, I guess we should do the outro now, now that we've done the intro. All right,
so final thoughts, I guess?
Yeah, final thoughts.
Oh, this is a
fun. Got one?
Batman kind of done something weird in the most recent issue of Batman. Very un-Batman-like, as I was warned.
Especially
and it was quite un-Batman-like.
Yeah. So I won't spoil it for you because since
what is this Batman 32,
something like that.
Yeah. All right. The one that came out this week.
Yeah, 32.
That was very accelerated sales on that. A lot of people came in looking for it. I don't know if it's just because the internet hyped.
Well, I mean. Two things that I think would probably generate a lot of buzz happened in this issue. One was the un-Batman-like thing, and the other was...
The other un-Batman-like thing.
Sure. The second thing was more Batman-like than the first un-Batman-like thing.
Right.
It could be a significant status quo changer for Batman moving forward. Well, both of them are. But it's one of those things where, like, the first un-Batman-like thing... is there, and it's always going to be there now. This was in-universe canon
but
Batman.
But I think it could easily get glossed over. I think as soon as there's another writer, there's another run, I think it'll be forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, probably. It's so un-Batman-like that I could kind of see that happening.
Yeah.
People just kind of ignoring that. so now you're going to be Black Panther? Adam, you haven't done anything yet. Go get a mask.
I haven't done anything yet. That's because I don't want to put... Oh, wow, that Black Panther does not fit over your head, Larry.
Black Panther in your beard do not mesh as well as Gizmo in your beard did. That's a pretty cool mask, though.
It is. I can actually see out of this one, though.
Can you actually see out of the eye holes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's almost long enough to cover your beard. Almost.
You know, one nice thing about the Daredevil mask is my ears are really the only thing that's disrupted for the most part. Well, it's kind of creeping into my eyes, and I would like to cut a little bit off of this and remove my mask, but I can talk perfectly fine because there's no mouth covering.
Well, I mean, the mouth's covered, and I'm assuming I'm muffled, but...
You do sound rather muffled. It's not terribly bad, but...
But I can actually breathe
not terribly
out of
bad.
This one.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Oh, this one doesn't have them.
Now we got Gremlin. Now, Casey, now Larry needs to put back on the Gizmo mask. And we need to get this for Instagram, I think.
It is really hard to see in this thing.
Right?
Are you looking out of the eyes or out of those slits above the eyes?
He's right here.
Who designed these masks that way? That's just a stupid way to do it. Why do they have like these like little narrow night mask slits for you to look through? Oh, and now we got Professor Black Panther. And Professor Gremlin.
Ah.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem with having glasses and wearing any mask.
Yeah.
But this is even at contact.
This is flush enough against my face, I couldn't put glasses on underneath it.
No, the mantle underneath the mask is actually doing a good job covering up the beard.
It's hard to breathe in stripe.
Well, I actually tucked my beard in.
It's not great ventilation. So yeah, Batman did a very un-Batman-like thing.
Yeah. I just read it like an hour ago, so I guess
you literally read it right before we started this.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not too cool about it. Is my initial reaction.
But you're not as angry about it as Nazi Cap.
Though. Not even close. not even close because this was less gimmicky, and Cap being a Nazi is just more of an inherent fucking up of the character, I think.
So it wasn't this is pretty Batman bad. Going back in time and shooting his own parents.
No.
No, it's not that. Yeah. Got a final thought, Larry? You look so pensive with the Black Panther mask. Kind of gives a solemn air to you.
No final thought.
She's just gonna sit there hysterically.
How about you, Adam?
This weekend we are going to record another episode of Instruments of Destruction.
They put out some books this week.
Well, they put out books last week, and we were gonna do it last week, but Gomer wimped out. He pulled a Jules and didn't want to do it. So now we're gonna do it this weekend.
No, but if I had contacts, I think I could go at night in that mask, except for with the unfortunate state of things, you can't go anywhere in a mask.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd have to put it on at the party, probably. And you have to take it off anytime you ate something, of course.
Right.
Which I guess is, an advantage of my Daredevil mask here, I can stand it.
Yeah, your Daredevil mask, you could breathe freely.
Compared to the other masks, it's very under.
The only problem is your ears, and then your eyes can probably look like.
I would need to give my eyes a bit more space, and there's, I guess, nothing doing for the ears here.
Right.
Other than that, pretty good, relatively.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does look good.
I like good for that.
There she goes, Daredevil for Halloween.
I actually have a plan for Halloween. And as usual, it's going to be comprised of stuff that I already have, so I don't have to buy anything.
Yes,
smart.
All I need is the overalls and a red hat.
You going as Mario?
Yep. See, I'm actually going to grow out of my beard and just shave off everything but the mustache this year, so I have an authentic mustache.
You'll sneak gloves.
I have gloves. Well, they're not like white, but they're like, gardening gloves. They're green. Yeah. I figure that's close enough. Fuck you, Larry.
Need white gloves. They're relatively easy to get. Just get some photo gloves from Darius.
And you know what? Mario shouldn't be wearing white gloves anyway. Those are terrible works, man.
I mean, the only problem with being Mario is you're going to get pulled over by a bunch of cops because they all are going to assume that you have mushrooms on you.
Well...
That was a little stretch, magic but shrooms. I like it.
Magic shrooms.
I should be able to make a getaway by dropping banana peels behind my car. Is that right?
You have one assist, but I also have an assist.
Real-life Mario Kart.
Yeah. I've seen people do that. It's kind of fun.
Right.
Throw banana peels behind the car.
Well, what they do is like they go in the go karts and they have like plush turtle shells that they bombard each other with. And I guess there's like a gentleman's agreement that you will like
stop for a second.
Yeah, tap the brakes for a sec when you get hit.
Well, if I'm driving around in a go kart, if I get hit in the face with a plush turtle shell, it's gonna make me drive all crazy no matter what I want to or not.
I guess you shouldn't aim for the face if you are.
But honestly, where else are you going to be aiming
for? I mean, realistically, yeah.
The face is the prime target.
You guys must be and better marksman than I am, because I'd have a hard time hitting anything.
I'm not saying I would hit the face. I'm just saying that.
And honestly, if you want to play some real life Mario Kart, don't throw banana pills. Allegedly, one of those pink fluffy snowballs could stretch out pretty big at 50 miles an hour. Just saying.
Both down. That's
your all right. I think we're nearing the end here.
I thought we were already finished.
Nah, it's been
I'm out of reach of the button. You just gotta hit that randomly whenever.
Well, I've been waiting for you to do the your whole, you know,
like us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean. Are we done bad-mouthing Jules?
Well, we're never done bad-mouthing Jules.
Any last pot shots on Gomer? All right. Well, Instruments of Destruction. We've got a giant Netflix standee that it's pretty big. I don't know how long it'll be in the store. Might have to like put it away till Halloween. But if you see it, feel free to go get your picture taken as the face of 11.
Is there a costume party or anything this year?
We're doing Halloween Comic Fest. And we're doing a big magic tournament that day. But I wasn't doing a costume masquerade ball or anything.
But do you discourage people from showing up in costume for the magic contest?
No.
Take that to heart and be in the Halloween spirit, magic competitors.
That means you're going to see Daredevil.
Oh, well, I don't. If I was any good at Magic the Gathering, I'd consider it.
I don't have to be good.
Other than that, you can find us and join in the festivities here at Comic City 2 every Thursday, starting at 7:30, if I'm here or not. That's Madison, Tennessee, which is just north of Nashville. You can find us at comiccity2.com or facebook.com/comiccity2 or at comiccity2 on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can find us on outrightgeekery.com or anywhere good podcasts are sold or given away for free. You might find this in the bad podcast section. But, iTunes and iTunes Play. I'm sure we have at least a half a dozen listeners on a yearly basis. And some of them may not be related to us.
You gotta project success.
Well, I know nobody related to me listens to this.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in my family gives a shit about the stuff we talk about here.
I can't even get the wife to listen.
Well, it's because she listens to you all the time. Why would she want to listen to you more?
Yeah, I mean.
I know. Well, she said she had to. She listened but had to stop listening because it wasn't safe for work.
That's true. We're not safe. Well, I specifically am.
You actually haven't said it though. That yet this episode.
Yeah.
I say it about Gomer just a second ago.
Oh, did you? I didn't catch it.
You said get your shit together.
I did. I think at some point I must have said fuck you guys.
Well, you've said it out, so.
Well, if I did, and I should have, I mean, fuck Gomer.
So, there we go. We got that out of the way. So, anyway.
Bye.